I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. Alabama lawmakers looking for funds to fix the state's cash-strapped general fund might have to thank BP. APR Stan Ingold has more.
Governor Robert Bentley and Attorney General Luther Strange announced a $2.3 billion settlement that will be paid to the state over the next 18 years. About $1 billion will be dispersed over 18 years to the state's general fund. The other $1.3 billion from the settlement will be used for environmental restoration over a 15-year period. Bentley says the settlement will help, but not completely fix the state's $200 million shortfall for the 2016 fiscal year. He says only a fraction of the settlement for the general fund will be available each year, a little more than $55 million. Bentley says he still plans to call lawmakers for a special legislative session later this summer. Stan Ingold, APR News.
Animals are being removed from the rescue animal shelter of Lawrence County after dead dogs were found there earlier this week. ASPCA spokeswoman Anita Edson says animals are being taken from the facility in Moulton to the organization's emergency shelter in the county. Animal welfare agencies and Moulton police were investigating accusations of animal abuse at the shelter when they found numerous dead dogs there Tuesday. Investigators say they found animal bowls that contained green water and dog kennels with dried feces. Bobby Taylor, the shelter's director, has denied claims of abuse. She says the animals usually come to the shelter in poor condition. Thousands of people will be on the road through Alabama this weekend for the 4th of July celebrations. An estimated 42 million people will be traveling 50 miles or more during the holiday weekend. AAA Alabama spokesman Clay Ingram says residents should expect an increase in traffic and should plan their trips accordingly.
If at all possible, get your car checked out before you hit the road by a certified technician, because they can spot some potential problems before they become major problems, and things like belts and hoses and tires and fluid levels can be fairly easily repaired and prevent you from spending your holiday on the side of the road somewhere.
Ingram says water destinations and the national parks will be popular destinations, so travelers should give themselves plenty of time to arrive. Safe driving will be essential during the holiday weekend. An 80% chance of thunderstorms in the Tennessee Valley and central Alabama areas this evening, with lows in the upper 60s to lower 70s, and a 30% chance of isolated thunderstorms in Mobile and the Gulf Coast tonight, with lows in the mid-70s. 90 in Selma, Montgomery, and Mobile, 84 in Tuscaloosa, 81 in Jasper and Birmingham, and 72 in Florence and Huntsville. For APR News, I'm Mackenzie Bates.